Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and today is the 10th of September, 2012, 9-10-2012. So we could do, I guess, maybe an emotional clearing for people, if that would be great, because a lot of times people have issues during the weekend. So let's give that a shot here. So think of your emotional situation that you've experienced that maybe was unpleasant for you. Remember, things happen, stuff happens, and from there, you may want to have things get released. So think of that one issue. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, and a little heavy, 4, what have you guys been doing out there, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do some trauma. Remember, tomorrow is the big day of 9/11. So if you're experiencing a little trauma, maybe even energetic cording from that situation, let's do a release here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. We have our co-host on today, which is Elizabeth. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm here, and good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program tonight on bbsradio.com. We're on station one tonight, and we would love some callers. Toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, and you can also try 530-413-5011. And thank you very much for that emotional clearing, Ron. Definitely could feel that, and there's already a couple of questions here in the fact chat, so I wonder if it would be okay for me to go ahead and read those off to you.
Sure. Let's see what's needing to get fixed.
Okay.
Or questions answered.
Well,
I'm ready.
Okay, great. And the first one is actually from Kevin, and he was asking if, Ron, could we hold another enlistment sometime this month?
Yeah, we could. Do you want to do one right now?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so I'll just kind of describe this to everybody. If you're new to this, we can bring in the forces. They'll be invisible. It'll be the U.S. forces that are fighting the aliens on timeline. And so they are timeline-traveling soldiers. And we'll bring those energies in. And it's up to you to say, yes, this is for your body to do this. Remember, the spirit goes along with the body. So you can't really request your spirit to do something because it can't do it without your body agreeing to doing it. So I hope that's perfectly clear for a lot of people. So if you ask your spirit to do something and your body doesn't want to do that, or, you know, your body needs to be the one that's the vehicle. So anyway, you're asking your body to do this here, and you will be transported into timelines in our future. Still living here, bilocated. You could be on many timelines at once. And you'd be trained with future technologies to fight the aliens. You may have some flashbacks, some recalls of what's going on. Most people just feel more secure, happier on the inside, and they know that they're doing something out there to make a difference. And here we go. So we'll bring in, and then you can also enlist after your training. Typically, it's like about a week in length, but some people have been put right on the front lines within a day. So, and you can decide what you want to do also. You don't have to become a soldier. You can be behind the lines, we'll say, doing different things. Maybe you may want to be a cook or something. Remember, you have to eat up there on those timelines. And you can de-enlist, we'll call it, anytime you choose to. So here we go. Bringing in the soldiers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you might feel your room completely change around you. You may feel the presence in your room. It might feel a little heavy sometimes. And just request that you want to join. Like I said, you can de-enlist whenever you choose to because you're a civilian. If you're already enlisted and you were in a past war or in the service, then you may already be enlisted anyway. But you probably could not get out because they took you when you were back in time in a different time from now, from the past time. And then from there, you're just enlisted. And you're there until the stent runs out. But that's the advantage of doing it as a civilian. You can leave whenever you choose to. So here we go. Bring in some more energy, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just request that you want to join, and then from there, I don't really do anything with you. You just need to connect with the soldiers and just kind of see what you're doing. You may get information, you may not, but like I said, you're probably going to have a good feeling on the inside of you that you're doing something positive for freedom. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Ron. And it's definitely a comforting presence to have the soldiers here for me. BBS, I just wondered, a couple of people on the fast chat said it was difficult for them to hear me, so I don't know if there's anything you could do to pump up the volume a little bit there. That would be great. So hopefully you guys hear me and you can make an adjustment for that. I guess I'll just keep going here and figure out, hopefully they'll fix whatever's going on there. The other question, I guess, was also from Kevin, and he was reminding you that you're going to send the aliens to the light again today.
Okay, yeah, okay. So these are the aliens that got stuck here. Whether they're good or bad, makes no difference. Maybe their ship did a crash landing. Maybe they're on other timelines adjacent to ours, seeing the Earth on other timelines. But whatever it is, they're stuck here. And everybody knows here that you don't want to become stuck here. The reason why we can do it for the aliens is because we're doing this with their energetics and their physical body, because they didn't choose to incarnate here. That's the difference. So you chose to be here. They just happened to maybe doing a flyby, and maybe their gas tank went to E or whatever, you know, ran out of gas, and they crashed, you know? And so they should not actually be here, and they probably don't want to be here, but they have no way to get out. Maybe the other aliens that are controlling the place put them into a prison planet cell also, like we're in here, so maybe they're in the penitentiary, you know? So here we go. And they have the choice of coming into the light or just completely leaving. If they're from darkness, they don't want to come into the light. That's their free choice. But we will give them the choice that they can leave here if they choose to. So here we go. 1, and you might actually feel energies around you leave too. 2, 3, 4, 5. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if you felt any energies here. And back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, thank you so much. I'm actually having a hard time thinking in words right now for some reason. Like, there's just such a very peaceful feeling. And right before you started that clearing, I think I heard a beep. So if we have a caller, would you go ahead, please, and state your name and your question for Ron?
Yeah, hi, Liz. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I had a question hypothetically for Ron. My viewpoint is if a person was a member of a church and they were talking about abortion, and to me, if a woman gets an abortion, it's just sending the spirit back again because she can't afford to take care of it, which is maybe a very virtuous act. There's nothing wrong with that. But say the head minister wants to put that person in dark side captivity, and the spirits will run after that person and say, oh, that's murder, that's a terrible thing, we have to disfellowship you for that. See, they have power over the person to magnify the problem and dramatize it and to where it's not really a problem. It's a virtuous act, and they can change it into a monstrous act just by dramatizing it and demonizing the person. So it seems like you'd want to send in a resignation awfully fast to avoid the conflict. But why do people want to manifest dramas as a dramatist and make out of a virtuous act? They want to make a drama or dramatize things to where you're the villain when you're doing a good deed, a kind act toward a spirit, and just release and send it back again. I'm wondering if Ron has a comment about that.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know, but all I can say is that people see a baby, a fetus, we'll say, from when it was conceived, as a living life form, and that all life forms are sacred. And from there, they may not understand about the spirit energy. Like, why I say the spirit backs out, and that's typically why the mother would choose an abortion, or maybe or to have a miscarriage. But if that's not the case, it's still a situation to where the spirit is no longer going to be here. And maybe the spirit wants to get another body. Maybe the body itself has an imperfection on it, and the spirit doesn't want it. So it goes, uh-oh, you know, I'm going to be missing my left thumb, and I want to use my left thumb. So it says, I don't want to go along with this particular, body blueprint with a missing right or left thumb. So it's it backs out, and all the other process happens. So it just depends how people's minds work. They may not understand enough about it spiritually because they may only be looking at the physical versus the what's actually happening, you know, on a spiritual level. And then again, they may think that, they are looking there, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So I just, for me, it's a hard situation because you probably could never win an argument with anybody about what I'm talking about. They may have a little more understanding, but they still may not believe it. Remember, it's really hard to change people's beliefs, but I do have the clearing on the website if a woman has an abortion, and I think it's $50, and it goes through a lot of things to get this negativity and all this stuff off the person, all these courtings, typically from churches and friends and everyone else involved who knew about it. So that's why I put it up. So So, yeah, it is difficult. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is here. So, and again, it boils down to how do you change somebody's belief system if they have one that's working for them, and that belief system may work perfectly for them. They may think that every conception is like an immaculate conception, and it's ordained by God and everything else. You know, with the ultimate is what their beliefs are, and that's kind of the way it is. So, for me, it would be hard to change your belief system. So back to you, I guess, Larry. Hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, that's very good. Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Okay, you're very welcome. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Great. Thanks for calling, Larry. And just one more quick thing, BBS, if you can hear me. Some people on the fast chat are still having a little bit of trouble hearing me. I can hear Ron and the callers just fine, but I guess people are having trouble with my volume. So if you want to go ahead and try to bump that up a little bit. And just to follow up with that, Ron, I did check on the website, Ron's website, creationlightship.com. If anybody's new or new listener, you might want to check that out. And if you look on the left, you will see female healing. And under that heading is an abortion clearing, which includes miscarriages and stillbirths. And it is $50. And it actually, I think, would help out a lot for anybody having that type of an issue. So if anyone has more, would like more information on that or has any more questions, you can go head over to creationlightship.com and check that out. And we do have a couple more questions in the fast chat, but I think I just heard another beep. So if we have a caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and question for Ron?
Hi, my name is David. My question is there help for the electromagnetic chemical weaponry that's being used so rampantly today? As a 20-year unwilling victim of this, I'm curious to know if there's help now for it.
Boy, that's a good one. You could probably put up... the free clearing. One would be the satellite clearing. That may help you somewhat.
There is satellite involvement, I'm sure.
Yeah, and this one here gets rid of the alien energies that are coming in, which could still be physical.
Oh, yeah, the reptilians and the grays are very unhappy for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, they basically don't like us too much and want us to...
They don't.
I guess they love they want to love us to death. So that's kind of what, along with probably eating us. You know, that's why I kind of mentioned that. The nano clearing could possibly help. That one's up on the website. The nano clearing, it's been up since probably the first part of June. What that's for is that we have encoded in our DNA, just from living, our ancestors living and us living. Implants that can go off at certain times and cause problems. Typically, to numb out your consciousness. So, as you're talking about that, transmissions, you know, from either on this planet or beyond, this may be also a way to help yourself out to get rid of the things that get activated to numb out your consciousness or to make you sick. So, you may want to check that one out. I'll post the question and ask it to people on the fast chat if they have any information, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will be talking with you hopefully personally later at another later date.
Okay, great.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great, Ron. Thank you. And I also just posted in the fast chat if anybody listening or in the fast chat has any suggestions for David. I'm not exactly sure what he was referring to. Is it an energetic type of poisoning or some kind of chemical poisoning?
Yeah, it could be both. They just and like cell phone towers and things.
Right.
So that affects people, you know, in all different directions. So I think you might have another beep out there, another caller maybe.
Yeah, I think we do, actually. I heard a beep just as David was finishing up his question. So if there's a caller on the line, thank you for your patience. And caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron, please?
Yes, this is...
Lost you, I think.
I think we lost him. Caller, are you there? Can you go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron?
Well, crap. Okay.
Darn.
I have to call in over again. So I guess back to you.
Well, hopefully, caller, if you're listening, you can go ahead and call back. And the numbers are on the lower part of the BBS fast chat, and they're also on the BBSradio.com name page. We do have quite a few more questions, Ron. A while back, there was one in the fast chat from Q asking, do good karmic actions keep us engaged in darkness?
Say that one over again.
Do good karmic actions keep us engaged in darkness?
Well, yeah, anything in cause and effect will do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's good karma or bad karma, you know, negative or positive, remember, anything that works with mind energy... And since we live on a planet of cause and effect, this is how you have to look at it. So something very good will bring something very bad, and it will start to slow down when you hit balance. So as that pendulum goes from one side to the next, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and it may not be the same situation. It may not be that, you know, you found a $100 bill on the ground, and then you lose $100. You know, it doesn't necessarily work that way. It maybe just be you found something and you lost something else. So you just got to realize that everything does work with cause and effect, and it may not be related to the same issue. So another way of saying it would be like, you know, you played a special lottery, or you went to maybe a gambling casino or something, and you paid a dollar, and all of a sudden you got your, you won a car, and then a week later you got it stolen, you know. That's not the way it is. So I think we got the beep back again for another
great
beep. Is there a caller out there?
Yes, this is Jan from the Netherlands. Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Hi, Arjun. How are you?
Looks good out here. I mean, I'm running a lot of Earth Protection Timeline hearings. And it looks like
kind of lost you. I think we lost you, Arjun, if you're still there. May have to call back in again. So back to you, Elizabeth. I got it. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, BBS. So we're just going to see if maybe Arjan can call back on a better internet connection. Yeah, we do have a lot more questions. And also just wanted to mention before I forget a couple of suggestions for David, who was calling about the kind of electromagnetic and energetic toxins question. Oh,
maybe it's Arjan again.
Okay. Let's see if Arjan's there. Arjan, hello. Are you there?
No, sorry, this isn't Arjun. I know that was Arjun earlier.
Okay.
I forgot in. I didn't know. I think she's commenting on what David was. Yeah, he said electrochemical. I was a little confused about that. But if it's anything to do, if he meant electromagnetic, we know the space clearing has that in there.
Yeah.
But if it's a chemical, maybe he's talking about chemtrails. I have no idea if he meant that.
And
what
sorry,
he meant.
Did we get your name?
No, it's Pauline from New York.
Okay. Hi, Pauline. How are you?
Hi. My comment was, I know Ron mentioned the nano, and I had asked this, but I think Kathy did not quite understand my question. When we do the nano, and I think the auric protection would help whatever he's, if it's an electro, whatever, I guess the auric fields would protect him against that, wouldn't it? Ron? Hello?
The auric,
I guess I lost you.
Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I think that it could, yes.
Yeah, okay. The question I really asked about the nano clearing is it only goes by the years. Give you a place to enter. I've noticed a lot of crazy stuff that's been going on with people I know. They don't even know about you. I've been trying to tell them to do the nano clearing, but it's like something that's way beyond them. So I just find that I feel like there's layers. I'm going through layers. So now if I go back and redo it again, it doesn't really give me a space to, like, let's say if it's an old issue that is popping up, and I believe it's on the nano level, I have to go through the entire thing all the way from all the hundreds of years. I mean, that makes no sense. I mean, I would rather just to go right into the specific whatever ailment is troubling me at the moment, because I know I got the unlimited, especially for the auric protection, but I figured it will, some other things will pop up, because you said it's programs that are going to rise up within us. So doing it once is not enough. I know somebody called in and they asked you if they finished. I don't believe it's finished. It's finished for the one round, but I believe that new things keep coming up. And because in the nano clearing there is no specific situation, I'm asking if you could put that in that one, add a spot for us to put our own issues in, besides, you know, going through the entire centuries and hundreds of, I don't know how far it goes back, but I remember you saying it goes pretty far back. I mean,
hey, why don't you send me an email on that, and I'll see if I can get it added, Pauline, okay?
Yep, that's it.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling, Pauline. And I think we have another beep. So, caller, do you want to go ahead?
Yes, I'm Beck. Arjun from
great.
The Netherlands.
Hi, Arjun.
Oh. Hey, we gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
We're here. We'll hold you down. Okay.
Yeah. And the aliens are gone. Okay. I have in CERN in Switzerland, there's actually a high-velocity particles running around.
What's that again?
It's actually a high-particle accelerator.
The particle. Okay, yeah, I got that, yes.
Okay, and actually you can create a vortex. So what is actually coming in?
Oh, boy. Yeah, because it does go in a circle. The accelerator, yeah. Boy, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one. But you brought up a good... boy. Okay, Arjun. I may have to do some homework on that.
Okay. And what is the current issue I have right now?
Let's see here. I'm just picking up maybe some type of alien head connector to the back of your neck. That's kind of what I'm seeing there. I don't know. Typically, I would think that you might have irritation there, maybe itchy back of the neck or something. But that's kind of what I'm sensing.
Okay, good.
Do something to eradicate that one.
Okay. What emotional bodies can typically go into the generations?
Which ones can? Boy.
Yeah, which emotional body? Is it emotional body, can it also have generations?
Well, it could be in many timelines. I'm trying to see here by looking. Boy. So I think what you're asking me is, can the emotional body live on its own and go through past generations, just like your physical body does on timelines. So, yes. So what I'm looking at is, can the emotional body hop into something else and cause havoc like entities do here? Boy, it kind of feels like it. I'll have to do some more research. That would be kind of another sad state of affairs to deal with that one.
Okay. I have another request.
Okay.
The DNA. The DNA is also very important, except for the multi-purpose generic clearing. You can also clear broken DNA or clear the trash out. You can also repair the DNA, but what can also be found in the in the DNA body? What also can be there?
Oh, okay. The DNA could also hold it could hold the planetary influences of each person that lived and what they could possibly have done if they wouldn't have died. So it could contain their extra future. Let's just put it that way. You know, their long-term future. Maybe they died. We all know about the barcode, the alien death barcode. So let's assume that each time, that, you know, the person, maybe we'll say the second one, you know, killed them. Well, they could have three or four more barcodes, which after the one that didn't kill them could still be activated. Because, remember, just because when you get rid of the barcode, your life does feel much better, but you still might have some planetary influences put in place by the aliens because they knew that that one may not have taken you out. And so you do have a storyline that was not lived. And that could be passed on to you also. I don't know how deep to go with that one, but that's another possibility, okay?
Okay, so they can control your future.
Yeah, from unlived lives. Remember, what we're dealing with now basically is the thoughts of your ancestors that have come up. Well, there's also the programs that aren't activated yet, which they can possibly activate or get stirred up anyway,
yes,
even though they didn't do anything. So that could be part of that situation. That gets pretty deep.
Okay. I have another request. What can be found in the mitochondria, in the cells?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't have to put on the burner, Arjun. See what's coming up.
Okay. I've also heard about the Yeti, which could also send some transmissions. Can you also do a clearing for that? No?
Yeah. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3. Oh boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. Okay, Arjun, we'll see if that.
Yeah. How about sound clearing?
Okay, for noise, you mean?
Yeah, any sounds.
Sounds. Okay, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's see how that's doing for you all.
And Arjan, I think you also mentioned something about a cube that trapped people a while back on the fast chat.
Yes. The cube is also seen on some television series like Andromeda. And actually pictured actually that you actually can travel through the cube in darkness. And this subatomic particle can also split off and actually possibly create the timelines. But actually, could there be subatomic particles like this inserted in our mental bodies? And if so, please do a clearing.
Okay. See what we can do with that one, maybe on a clearing later on. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Arjan.
Yeah. See you next time.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Great. Thanks so much for your call, Arjan. Very interesting stuff. And just wanted to wrap up before we got all the callers. Couple of clearing ideas for David. A bunch of people mentioned the space clearing, and a couple also mentioned the earth protection and gray skies clearing. And I was also thinking myself maybe the satellite timeline crash might be a good idea for anything that's sort of a myth in the energetic or chemical field.
That sounds good, yes. Uh-huh.
So, thanks, everyone, for your contributions. And also, I had a question from Ed quite a few minutes ago, and he was asking, can we ask the generals what has happened lately, a summary?
So I'm not connected right now to what's happening. It felt like a couple of days ago the energy dropped about in half, but I checked a couple hours ago, that's why I'm saying that, and I didn't really get anything coming back. So as of right now, I don't know what to say. But they are, it felt like, you know, they are still doing stuff, but I just can't say what they're doing because I don't know. And I'm not being involved with them at this present moment because they're not talking to me. to give me information, so I don't know. But I did check earlier today, in case I was asked during this program here, and nothing came back. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so there's quite a few comments here. A lot of people were wondering what the last clearing you did was. Janice was asking, sorry, clearing for what, and I think...
it was SETI.
To the YETI clearing. Maybe you want to talk a little bit
about SETI. That's the search for extraterrestrials, you know, the organization that looks for ETs and they put out radio waves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that those radio waves could still be connected to you also. So they're looking for them and also they can hook up to you, too, with a certain frequency. So... not good to know about.
Yeah, that reminded me of something I saw on television lately. It's a show about people that sort of chase down UFOs. I just keep thinking about your advice to walk away, Renee.
Yeah.
But I guess the Yeti could refer to any sort of extraterrestrial or sort of search for alien.
Oh, Yeti. Okay, Yeti. Okay, not SETI, but Yeti. Okay.
Oh, there's two different ones.
It might be another SETI.
Okay.
But it could be Yeti also. A Yeti's like a Bigfoot. So,
right.
I don't know, but I think it might be SETI. So, we'll see what could be next here. Anything else on the fast chat there? And we'll do the Mind of Heart drop before we close here, maybe about 10 minutes from now.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I think everybody usually appreciates that. Definitely, the Mind to Heart drop is something that you can also do on your own whenever you need to. Q had another question kind of relating to the karma question, and he's asking, do our actions, good or bad, really matter to the light ship?
And no.
Then there's a follow-up question, or does it trigger, I think he means, does it trigger karma in our DNA?
Well, it's already there. So, in a sense, yes, as you connect to one of your DNA programs, that's what they are, is a program, that will bring up the situations involved in that, and it depends how deep you go and how many layers of DNA you have of the same issue. So, I guess the answer would be yes. So, yes, it will connect to you as you bring up something, because that would be what we live on here, live with, is, you know, the planet here is law of cause and effect. So whatever you do here, connecting to the energy is going to bring you into karma. I think we had a beep out there.
Yeah, I think we have another caller. So, caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron, please?
Yeah, hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had an update for Ed, and the summary of the update of what's going on in the world today is simply the New World Order has a plan to take out 86% of the world population, or roughly 6.18 billion from the planet, if the San Onofre, which is south of L.A., on the coast, if it goes up, because of the nuclear power generators that have killed tens of millions of people. And this would be on the fault lines that they're placing these generators, and they're letting the tubes on them erode. So the second point of reference is, I have some more good news here about the Persian Gulf. World War III, they're talking about that with the AT races in regard to Russia and America, that World War III could break out over the Persian Gulf conflict in that area. And Iran over the Iranian area about power and control. And then I think there's a third conflict in Cuba right now over the alien races versus the countries that are infiltrating into one another's goals and methodology to cause another conflict there. So that's the update that I have up until now. I hope that helps out.
Boy, okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Mentioned something about some kind of pipes corroding or something?
Yeah, that's the. I sent you that email today, Ron. I sent Ed one, too. That's about the these nuclear power generator sites. They're placed on the fault line, and the tubes are corroding, and they can blow up at any minute and kill tens of millions or 6.8 billion on the planet, and it can destroy a lot of other countries. And this is on John Kettler's latest intel 1 and 2. And it's about the New World Order, that they want to minimize the population by 86% for the New World Order. And this is their plan. And it's just, they're just letting the nuclear power generator lines, the tubes on them just erode and rust out, so they would explode, and the fault line would create havoc with all these planets, I mean all these countries worldwide, and they would take out maybe 80% of the population with 20% left, which may be their plan that they execute, so that they can control people in their own way.
Okay. Okay, Larry.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You know. So.
Wow, sounds like a lot is going on. Just wanted to clarify, Q has typed into the fast chat, SETI, S-E-T-I, is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So thank you for clearing that up, Q. And also wanted to say that Zachariah found the last couple of clearings that you did, I believe, for Arjan to also be very helpful. So that sounds like it was actually very helpful to a lot of our listeners out there. There was a question, I think, from Cindy, and she was asking for a clearing for a mini operation, a colonoscopy.
Okay. So what kind of clearing is needed?
She didn't specify, but I'm thinking maybe anxiety around having an operation.
Okay.
And I can also, I'll ask on the fast chat again.
So we'll do an anxiety clearing. Here we go. So one. Oh, boy. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. So we'll see if that helps everybody out there, just for a basic anxiety clearing. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thank you very much, Ron. I definitely felt that. So, Cindy, if you have anything specific regarding that clearing, just type it into the fast chat, and we'll try to get you in before the end of the show. There's a question here from Seal321. She's asking, besides alien track barcode, what can us hybrids do as for clearing?
Say that one over again.
Besides alien tracking barcode, what can
alien tracking? Okay.
Yeah. What can us hybrids do for clearing?
What else can you do for that?
Yeah.
I would do the satellite one. That will tend to track you. I'm trying to think what else might be a good one here. It would be one of the mind ones, mind matrix clearings probably. Boy. Give me a minute or two. I'll see what I can come up with if anything else comes up, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Just wanted to mention also that there is a 4-hour monthly ascension preparation call coming up on September 15th. So if anyone is interested in getting on that, you can head over to creationlightship.com, and right at the top you will see the heading. So just click on that if you would like to learn more about ascension and also ascension preparation. Also, if you buy the whole package, all three Sundays, you get to stay on the light ship for a whole month in quarantine for the healing by the light being doctors. We also have our special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls on September 16th, September 20th, and also September 30th. So if you are interested in that, please, a lot of our listeners and myself included have found them very helpful. So if you're having any sort of healing issues that you might want a clearing for, make sure you get over to creationlightship.com and check that out. So we have about 5 minutes left here in the show. So just wanted to maybe see if we can come up with something for Heal's question. In the meantime, there was a clarification for Cindy. She was actually asking for clearing for the toxins related to, I guess, a surgery that she had today.
Okay, toxin release. So here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. We'll do the mind to heart drop here in about a minute here. And we will have a hug, give away some free clearings for people when you get on to the 8-hour intensives here. So I'll be working on that probably this week here. So let's see. Let's do the mind to heart drop. That'll help everybody. Here we go. So dropping down, you have to command your spirit to drop your thoughts into your heart. And you're in non-judgment, and then you're at peace with your spirit. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That was great. Thank you, Ron. And also, I was wondering if maybe we could have another anxiety clearing. A lot of people were maybe feeling anxious after some of the things the callers had said.
Okay, anxiety. Here we go, everybody. So I'll use the word stronger to bring in the energy to release the anxieties here. Think of your anxiety. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. Let's do a clearing for DNA that's not activated yet. So think of one of your issues. Everybody has a particular issue. If you had a lot of clearings, you may not be able to find anything, but kind of look back into your past, and we'll just see if you have something there that's not awakened yet that we can maybe nip in the bud. So we'll get rid of the roots. So here we go. Think of something, everybody. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Ron. I feel a lot calmer, and we're just about out of time. So if we didn't get to your question today on the show, you can send it over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'd be happy to check that and get to that with the next CBS program, which will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So thank you very much, everyone, for calling, and I'll send it back over to you, Ron.
Okay, so let's do some clearing here in case you're back east or another country. May need to get some life force or just a little more energy or sleeping energy. We won't do the water, but we'll just bring some energy in for you here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So thank you, Elizabeth, for coming on, and everybody else, thank you for listening. We have another program in about an hour from now. You can go to the website, creationlightship.com, and click on it on the upper top right area. And it's a three-hour program starting 6 Pacific, which is 9 Eastern. And we'll see you then. Blessings, and we're on TalkStreamLive.com. Bye, everybody.